From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. Time is running out on the census, and Alabama is not where its leaders want it to be. Alabama's response rate is about 61%, a bit under the national average. The state is at risk of losing a congressional seat, but the census also affects how federal funds are divvied up. To get an update on census efforts in Alabama, I spoke with Kenneth Boswell. He leads the state's census committee. Boswell believes the low response rate is due to COVID-19, apathy, and distrust of the federal government. He's trying to turn that around.
We had actually planned a lot of outside venues and face-to-face venues and things of that nature, but we have actually went to virtual things such as being able to use texting, Instagram, and radio, things that we can reach out to people from the virtual side of the house of using the internet. It has had some success, but, you know, there's nothing like someone that I know that I may have influence with to encourage them to fill out the census.
So that personal connection, you know, one-on-one with someone you know versus some marketing campaign, that's what you're saying.
I think it is the most important one, to be truthful with you, because I think if I ask my friend to do something or friends, then they'll take it more serious than just seeing it from the standpoint of an ad or a radio announcement.
Well, as you're trying to complete the census, are there particular groups that you're trying to target to get responses from?
Absolutely. We're wanting everyone to fill it out, but as you're probably well aware, we do have a very large Hispanic influence in the state of Alabama. So we are working with those Hispanic groups to encourage them to fill out the census. We are doing things such as tailoring our messages for Hispanic immigrants who are living in Alabama to help them understand the simplicity and the importance of the census itself.
Well, the Trump administration did move up the deadline for counting to September 30th, giving you less time to complete your work. How does that affect things?
We have altered those plans to accommodate that. But one of the things that I think is going to have a big impact on it right now is that we do have the census workers in the field currently that is taking the information or knocking on the doors or ringing the doorbells for those that have not filled out the census. So I think that will help as well. But it has been a little bit of a challenge to pivot and make changes to accommodate that.
Well, I also want to ask about something else that President Trump did. He issued an executive order this summer that said unauthorized immigrants should not be counted in the results. The president doesn't ultimately have final say over the census. It does mirror what Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall has argued in a lawsuit, that such people should not be counted. Just the fact that that is going on, how has that affected your efforts in any way?
We have always stayed on mission. We have not changed that mission, and that is an effort to count everyone in the state of Alabama. But from a standpoint of commenting on that, I would defer to the Attorney General's office to respond to that question.
What concerns you most as you think of the next several weeks as we run up against the deadline?
Apathy. I think apathy is the most important thing that we have to combat against right now. We're making every conscious effort, in my opinion, to literally take some of that fear or apathy away and making sure that they are seeing it everywhere they go, meaning the citizens of Alabama, and encouraging them to fill out the census and encouraging and letting them know the simplicity of it all.
Well, there's a pandemic, clearly. There have been these last-minute changes. When all is said and done, how confident are you that we'll have an accurate count of the people who actually are here in Alabama?
I'm very, in my opinion, optimistic that, you know, we're doing everything that we can possibly do from our perspective as an agency. I think we have the opportunity in the last few days that we can get a second wind and we can hopefully get it to the point that will have a positive impact on the state of Alabama.
Kenneth Boswell, I really appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
As always, thank you, and we appreciate your help in helping promote the census. Thank you so much.
That's Kenneth Boswell. He leads Alabama's Census Committee. At our website, you can find out about the Census Bowl. It's a competition with a top prize of $65,000 for local schools to encourage people in 32 low-response counties to fill out their census forms.